Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You can count on us being your, what do they call it, campaign headquarters? Not really, but we are making sure that you know what's going on with all the various races. And why? Well, politics and money, guess what? They go hand in hand. We can't escape it, so we got to talk about it and pay attention. So we're going to pay attention to a local race, which is very important for how we do what we do in Volusia County. And we have in our studio today Steve Delaroche. He is running for clerk of court. The website is steveforclerk.com. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, David. Thank you very much for having me.
I love your website. That's cool. Steveforclerk.com. Were you surprised that was available?
Yes, I was. It's very easy to remember. Even I can.
You know, you believe it or not, I've got davidholland.com.
I believe that.
That's cool.
And my web address is steveforclerk@AOL.com. They were both available.
You got it covered. And so you've been on my radio program before, about a little over a year ago, and
yes,
you came on, and that was actually one of our best-received talks about legal issues, a lot of people calling in, so I was excited to have you back, and of course, now you're in a different capacity. So fill in the resume for our listeners that maybe don't know who you are. You're running for clerk of court. Who are you? What's your background? Then we'll talk about why you.
Okay. Most people know me as Judge DeLaRoche. I used to be a county judge here in Volusia County, and for 2 years I was the chief administrative county judge.
That's a lot of responsibility.
It is. It is. You supervise. At that time there were 8 other, now there are 9 other county judges.
Wow.
What I'm most proud of is I reallocated the docket system so that everybody had roughly the same amount of work. Because of the growth of the West Side judges were dying and the East Side judges.
Did it help with some efficiencies?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You only have so much time in the day. And if you have 3 times the docket load of another judge, you just can't get to everyone or give everyone their time. The other thing I'm very proud of is when I started, the county paid for probation, supervision of misdemeanor offenders. When I left, I had put that out for bids. We now have a company that pays the county a small amount of money to supervise our probationers. So I took a line item that cost us money and turned it into a small profit.
Well, small profit's always better than a loss or a cost.
That is very true.
That's really interesting. So you've done those things, and then you were also in private practice?
Yes. I have been in private practice for a number of years. I do mostly family law. That's why I was on your show before I did the child support show.
Correct.
And I do business law and a little bit of criminal. I'm not big into criminal law, but because I sat a criminal bench for a number of years, I'm very familiar with it, and a lot of people want me to represent them.
So you know your way around the law?
Yes.
I mean, that's putting it.
Well, those areas.
Yeah.
I do not know anything about probate, almost nothing about guardianship or real estate.
Well, easy for us to get other folks to come on and talk about that. We know a lot of good attorneys in the area. Okay, so that's kind of the background. So here's the big question that anybody that is not familiar with your campaign, clerk of court, why you?
Well, the reason I'm running for clerk of court is because the office is seriously broken. The clerk has been there for 32 years. She's no longer an agent for change, and change needs to be done on 2 major levels. First, the monetary side of the clerk's office, and secondly, the responsiveness and efficiency and how it deals with the public on the other side. If you want to talk about money, the clerk does an extraordinarily poor job of collecting criminal fines and costs. When you're a judge, one of the things and one of the tools that you have is you have the ability to fine someone, a criminal offender.
So not just awarding money to the other party, but actually fine them.
Well,
or is that
when
the same?
When you award money to another party, that's civil. You know, somebody hits you with a car.
Okay.
You're awarded money. Criminal.
This is a criminal penalty.
This is a criminal penalty.
So I'm not even going to address this in an incarceration, but I'm going to hit you in a pocketbook.
Right. Well, not everybody deserves to be incarcerated, nor do we have space to incarcerate everyone. So as a penalty, you get a fine. Those fines are designed to pay for the court system.
I gotcha.
Yep. Fines and also fees and costs associated with if you file a civil lawsuit, that money goes to fund the court system. The clerk does an extremely poor job of collecting these criminal fines, less than 34%.
Wow.
In fact, the last year that we have data for, she failed to collect $1,900,000 plus. The county council had to kick in an additional $1,800,000 to cover the shortfall. That's money that could go toward patching roads, go towards schools, or not be taxed whatsoever.
Okay. The county budget is something like $600 million. Is
right.
That sounds about right.
Right.
So that's a couple million dollars is a big, that's a big number out of that budget.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. If you're just joining us, we have Steve DeLaRoche on the show with us today. He's running for clerk of court. The website is steveforclerk.com. Stay right there. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market?
How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve DeLaRoche is here. He's running for clerk of court, steveforclerk.com, and he's helping me understand better about how some of this works because I was a little unclear about how that worked with the criminal and civil.
Mm-hmm.
So the part of the budget, if you will, for our judicial system for Volusia County, and it's, of course, the same for all the other counties all over the country, is that part of the funding or the financial monetary mechanism is collecting fines.
Collecting
and
criminal
so that's a
fines,
big,
yes.
It's a big area of focus for you. And so talk to us about, you see a shortfall. How do you propose or plan, if you're elected, to address this and to improve it?
Okay, when I was a county judge, I had the highest collection rate of any court in the state, and the reason for that was that I had collections court once a month. I didn't rely on the honor system to have people pay their fines and costs. What I would do is once a month, everyone that hadn't paid, we'd bring them in, and I'd say, Mr. Smith, Ms. Jones, I know you don't want me involved in your life, nor do I want to be involved in your life, but you owe the state of Florida this amount of money. How can we make it so that you can pay it back to us without it crippling your family's budget? We put people on payment plans. Just the fact we reminded them usually was enough to get them to pay.
I would think a judge reminding you and calling you in for a little visit would certainly increase collections. Wow.
Yes.
You don't want that phone call.
No, no. I mean, we never took anybody by the ankles and shook them upside down and saw what fell out, but we were serious. They owed this money. That was their penalty. They didn't have probation. They didn't have incarceration. And that's the deterrent for crime. You know, you have to have a penalty or people will continue to commit crimes. So it's a funding mechanism and a deterrent. And the clerk isn't doing a very good job with it. And I know from past experience, I can do a better job.
So what are some of the things that you can actually change? Because you won't be doing what you did as with the judge component. What are some of the things you can do at the clerk of court to affect that kind of change and increase the collections?
Well, one of the things the clerk does is they schedule all of the courts. They bring the dockets forth and they summon the people to court. We can work with the county judges and the circuit judges to institute this collections court once a month. We can send people letters saying, hey, you owe the state of Florida this amount of money. We can track these people after they're released from incarceration, put them on a payment plan. Some of the things that, you know, everybody has bills to pay. And that, how do you pay a bill? You get it in the mail every month. You send it in. Very simple. Right now, that's not being done.
So you could. The other thing, though, that I think is interesting about what you're talking about, Steve, is that you can go back to what you did from the other side as a judge and say, okay, judges, here's what I want to do, and encourage them to do what you did, which is to call the people in.
Oh, absolutely. Each judge every month gets statistics on the amount of money they've assessed, the amount of money that's collected, who's on probation, who's violated probation, and it's within the judge's interest to try to collect this money. Otherwise, as I said, there's no deterrent to crime. The sentence they've given has no teeth.
Interesting. Steve DeLaRoche is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's running for clerk of court, steveforclerk.com. And other issues that are real important as it relates to what you see, you've got the monetary side. And of course, then you've also got what you spoke to, which is increasing efficiencies, and also really as it relates to the public relations, if you will, with the clerk.
Exactly. The clerk's office is charged with helping citizens fill out all of the forms and applications that you have with the clerks, with the court system, whether it be small claims suits, injunctions for protection. They do a very, very poor job of that right now. In many cases, they don't give people any instruction whatsoever. As a judge sitting there while somebody tries to bring a small claims case because ABC Garage did a poor job of fixing their car, and then having to tell them, I'm sorry you filled out the wrong form, or you have the right form, but you filled it out incorrectly, you're going to have to come back. People are very, very frustrated.
Oh, that can be very frustrating. So it's creating a more user-friendly process.
Yes. What we're going to do is we're going to have YouTube videos. Every single application and form, we will video instruct people on how to fill it out. This will make sure people get the correct instructions. It doesn't depend on which assistant clerk they get. And it puts them on equal footing with people that can afford lawyers to fill out those forms.
No, that's innovative.
Thank you.
Using technology. I like it. What a concept.
What I want to do is I want to take the entire clerk's office and move it forward with technology. Right now, they have a paper-based data management system. They move things around in big, they look like mining carts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the clerk's office and completely automate it. Every clerk function, whether it be filing, paperwork, applying for a marriage license, will be able to be done at home on your desktop.
So you can do it online.
Exactly.
Pay your bill online?
Exactly. Exactly. Right now, if you want to pay a bill, you have to go to the clerk's office. You have to go through security. You have to wait in line. That takes gasoline and time. And we can save people an awful lot of time and money by automating the system.
Very interesting. Our guest is Steve DeLaRoche, running for clerk of court, steveforclerk.com. What kind of staff are you talking about? How big of a function, budget, or number of people? What are we talking about here?
The budget is about $12 million.
Wow.
And there's about 270 employees in any given time. Those are broken up into four separate courthouses across Volusia County, DeLand, two in Daytona, one in New Smyrna Beach. So it's a very, very large operation.
And all those people ultimately report to the clerk of court.
Yes, yes.
I did not know that. I have to admit, I did not know it was that big of an operation. Because, you know, us out here in the lay world, we don't know all the inner workings, or maybe we should. We certainly should. So it's a big responsibility.
It is. It is. The clerk impacts everybody in Volusia County. If you're born, that record goes to the clerk's office. You die, that record goes to the clerk's office. You buy and sell property. You get married. You need a permit. All of those are archived or issued by the clerk's office. In addition to the court services, clerks are in all of the courtrooms filling out judgment and sentences and recording what happens in court, as well as summoning jurors and participants in the court system for the docket.
Wow.
So it's quite an operation.
If you're elected, you've got a big responsibility. If you're just joining us, Steve DeLaRoche is with us in the studio today. He's running for clerk of court, steveforclerk.com. Take a quick break, Steve. We'll come right back. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Steve DeLaRoche in the studio with us and on the program. He's running for clerk of court, steveforclerk.com. And so I guess the other thing is, what are some other cost savings or other? I mean, this is a big budget. I didn't know it was that large of a budget. It's a lot of responsibility. You want to be more efficient.
Absolutely.
You want to reduce costs. I saw you also mentioned that you want to look at not only improving the collections of criminal fines, but also postage. You know,
yeah, well,
postage is a big bill.
Absolutely. Postage, paper, and ink, huge bill. I mean, it'd be cheaper to print notices with crude oil than it would be with ink. What I want to do in that department is we have heavy users of the clerk system, bail bondsmen and attorneys. No longer would we be mailing them notices.
Can you email them?
Exactly. We're going to have everybody set up a dedicated email address. The heavy users will receive email. The occasional users, the person who gets a ticket every now and then, they'll still get mail. We can save a lot of money that way.
Wow.
So I can save a lot of money just by being elected in two areas. First of all, the clerk's office has outside and internal legal fees of about $97,000 a year. I won't need outside counsel to read the latest Supreme Court decision for me. I happen to be a lawyer.
You're an inside man.
Yes, I can do away with that right from the beginning and restore some of the services that have been taken away from the people of Volusia County. For instance, David, did you know that you cannot get a marriage license anywhere but in DeLand? You can't go to New Smyrna anymore. You can't go to Daytona. You have to drive all the way to DeLand if you want to get married. No longer is it just a quick stop for you and your fiance on your lunch hour. Now it's an all-day expedition. That's one of the services that I'm going to take that money and restore.
Interesting. So, yeah, it's I think for a lot of people that we are that as we are not as familiar with some of the functions and we hear about this, it's really raises the awareness of what the clerk of court does. And you know, I know sometimes it's easy for people to not realize how important of a position is when you hear about some of the, you know, somebody's running for United States Congress.
Oh, sure.
You know, and it's, you know, House of Representatives, you know, you just kind of lose sight of some of these very important local elections. So the constituents need to really appreciate the fact that there are people like you who will step up and say, I want to run.
Exactly.
I know it's not a, it's not for wimps.
Well, local government affects your life every single day. What you pay in school taxes, how the clerk of court office functions, how good the sheriff is, that's critical. Foreign policy decisions or big budget decisions or whether or not the military buys one tank over another, that's probably never going to affect your life. Although the race for the federal offices are important, local is really where, you know, your day-to-day activity occurs.
Yeah, because it's the interaction and it affects our lives day to day.
Oh, sure.
What other ideas do you have? I'm curious, Steve, to know any other ideas you have for improving the customer experience, if you will, that taxpayer's experience.
Well, one of the problems the clerk's office has is they have a lack of leadership. The clerk is very seldom there. We're told that she works from home most of the time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I work every single job in the clerk's office so I can understand the challenges that are faced by each of the employees, each department, and how best we can revamp them to serve citizens. So I'm going to collect child support at the child support window. I'm going to sit in court and fill out the judgment and sentence rather than signing them. I'm going to work the window and see exactly what the clerks face when the public comes to see them. I think that's the best way of figuring out how we can best serve the public. When I was a judge, every quarter, we all sat down, every member of the team, and I took the robe off, ordered pizza, and I said, just because I'm the judge doesn't mean I'm the smartest person in the room. How can we do this better? And we came up with little tiny things. Like you've been to a movie theater, when the person in the middle of the row has to go to the bathroom, everybody gets disturbed and it takes forever for them to get out. Well, we were doing that when we called arraignment. We had 100 people in front of us, and it took forever for everyone to come to the podium. So we started the session off by calling 5 people. When one of them would come to the podium, we'd replace them. You know, we saved an hour each session doing that. Not a big home run idea, but something like that gave us an extra 2 hours a day of work time.
And multiply that, though, by the number of days that you're actually doing this.
Oh, sure. Sure. Wow. Absolutely.
Interesting stuff, Steve. Steve DeLaRoche is our guest today. He's running for clerk of court. Steve for clerk.com. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stay right there.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're continuing our political coverage, and we're focusing on some of the local races as well as the national. And running for clerk of court is Steve DeLaRoche, steveforclerk.com. And we're talking about efficiencies, a way to make the clerk of court position and the department more efficient. And Steve has a lot of different ideas. And one of the other ones we were talking about on the break, Steve, was your idea about creating a designated phone line. It's not just about serving the public, but also working with the attorneys. And so setting up a designated phone line for law firms to reach a clerk immediately. How do you envision that happening?
Well, since I put that on my website, the clerk actually did start having a designated phone line for attorneys. But it's turned into a disaster because they only have one person manning it. So rather than having a chance of one of 3 operators, now you have to wait in line for 1 operator. My idea of modernizing the clerk's office and putting everything online should completely take care of that. One of the reasons you have to call the clerk's office is because if you have a criminal arraignment or a criminal pretrial, that information is not available on the website, and you have to call to find out exactly when that occurs. By automating it, I'll do away with the need for the call center altogether and the dedicated attorney line. It's interesting that a couple of ideas that I've put forth have been adopted by the clerk since we've started this race. As I said, she's been there for 32 years and is not exactly an agent for change and probably needed some fresh ideas.
Well, so, and it's interesting how this this plays out. What are some of the other ideas? We've got just a minute or two left here. Other ideas you have about taking on this responsibility? Because as you've shared with us today, it's a big responsibility. Almost 300 employees.
Oh, sure.
I've got 15, and that's a lot.
Yes.
I can't imagine 270 people.
Well, what I want to do is I want to reorganize a lot of these departments. I've talked with a lot of the clerks. In some departments, they have five people. They say they can do two. Other departments, they need more people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift people around. The clerk's been entrenched for a long time. She has friends that manage departments, and those departments have swelled. Where there isn't a clerk friend, those departments have withered. We need more people in IT. If we're going to thoroughly modernize things, I can't do it with the small amount of people that are there.
You cannot have Lisa. You cannot have Lisa. Lisa's our technology director. You cannot have her.
Okay, I'm already impressed with her. And all of the employees that currently, you know, make files by putting them together in folders and everything else, I'll be able to shift them around. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put them in IT. They may
not. But you're not looking to come in and do all these radical cuts. You just want to reallocate resources.
Exactly. How could I do that? I can't do 270 jobs on January 2nd by myself. I'm going to need the full cooperation of the existing employees to make the office much better.
Well, you've got your work cut out for you, Steve. That's a big responsibility. Steve is here in the studio with us. He's Steve DeLaRoche, running for clerk of court. The primary is August 14th.
Right. It's a Republican-only primary. So if you are registered Republican, you have your choice of voting for me.
Very good. And then the website is steveforclerk.com.
That's correct.
Very good. Thank you for being on the program, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.